Please stand in reference to the word of the Lord. Please stand. I want you to turn to the 9th chapter of Joshua. And I want would like for you to read with me that first, the first and second verse of the 9th chapter of Joshua. And then I would like for you to read the 10th verse of in the 10th chapter and the 8th verse. 10th chapter and the 8th verse. Turn to Joshua, the 9th chapter, the first and the second verse, and then to Joshua, the 10th chapter, the 8th verse. When you found it, say amen.
Amen.
I bless Elder Jennings today. Yes. Seemed like the Lord has given him strength and volume.
Amen.
Hello.
Amen.
And that's what assistant pastor is supposed to do. I don't know. Amen. I'm glad to see Brother Lofton today. He called me, and he and his we went out for spring break. I don't know what's going on with me.
Amen.
Okay. Let's read the first verse.
When I was a king,
out of Jordan. The Amorites, the Canaanites, the Perizzites, Jebusites, okay, now turn to the 10th chapter and the 8th verse. Come on. And the Lord said unto Joshua, fear them not, for I have delivered, and that shall not be. You may be seated. And the Lord said unto Joshua, fear them not, for I have delivered them into thy hand. Listen what he said. Thou shall not a man of them stand before thee. Look at your neighbor and say, you don't have to wait till the battle is over. You didn't look at your neighbor and say, look at your neighbor and say, you don't have to wait till the battle is over. Now I want you to say it with strength and volume. Look at them and tell them, say, you don't have to wait till the battle is over. You can shout now. Now get up and give God praise. Come on.
Brother, y'all are too lax over here.
Come on and give him praise. I'm still going out. Look at your neighbor again and said, I don't care what battle you're in now. You don't have to wait till it's over. You already got the victory. Now shout victory. Come on and shout victory. Clap those hands and give the Lord praise. You may be seated. Bless First Lady Glenn and Mother Cofer and Mother Cobbs. Amen. Mother Cobbs. Our great district missionary. I thank God for Mother Cobbs. Amen. And Mother Watkins. The devil wants you to think that because he can pile things upon you and he comes to you with a lot of force, he wants you to think that you're defeated and you're not going to win.
Mm-hmm.
I preached a sermon, I preached before about David and Goliath. The bigger they are, the harder they fall.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Mm-hmm.
And so the devil tried to build this big thing to make you think that you ought to get afraid and just give up.
Yes.
Hello, I don't care what's going on in your life, you don't give up, you hold on and wait on the Lord. Are y'all with me? I don't have a script on this today. You don't, you tell your neighbor, wait on the Lord. What happened here is that the children of Israel had conquered Jericho. God told them. You know, the thing about God is, and I'm not going to be long, whenever God gives you something to do, he always gives you a set of instructions.
That's right.
He don't just tell you to do something without instructions.
Oh, no.
He gives you something, and he gives a set of instructions.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you may not understand the instructions, and you may not agree with the instructions. Mm-hmm. Hello.
Amen.
But if you follow what God tells you to do, God has already gone before you and he made things and ways for you if you just follow his instructions. Look at your neighbor and say, follow instructions. He told him, said, I want you to march around the wall seven times for 7 days. He didn't say 3 days. How many days did he say?
If he said
7 days, that means he means 7 days. I can't hear nobody. You don't make up your own set of rules with God. Oh, y'all. But you follow his order. We have this thing where we know more than God, and we got more sense, and we know what God wants. God knows what he wants. There is no man that knows the mind of God. We are not wise enough. I can't hear nobody. I don't care how many schools you have matriculated through, you still don't know what God knows. I can't hear nobody. First of all, you don't even know how to create a man. God created. He created everything that was made. I can't hear nobody. And so he told them, said, I don't care how. Now, these walls were not just thin paper walls. But they were thick and cubics, so many cubics, and they were doubled. Y'all ain't saying that. And but God said the walls was going to come down. You have some walls in your life. If you obey the instructions of God, those walls would fall. How many want your walls in you? And walls are things that are hindering, keeping you from enjoying the presence of God. Now that's what God, the devil does not want you to do, is enjoy the presence of God. But I'm like David, Lord, you can have everything I have, but don't take your spirit away from me. You cannot operate without the spirit of God. Simply because most of the times when you're in a battle, it's not you that's fighting, but it is the spirit of God that's fighting for you. Clap your hands and give God praise. Come on and give him praise. You must follow God's instructions, even though you don't like them. Naaman wanted to be healed. Is that not right? And Lord, the prophet told him, to him personally. Hello.
Amen.
And so Naaman felt like that, oh, I'm not good enough for him to come out and speak to me. Hello.
Yeah.
He just going to send somebody to tell me, give me a message. And that's where some of us are. Just because if the pastor don't come up to your hospital bed, you feel like, well, he can't come. If somebody come there to pray for you, you receive the prayer. Y'all ain't said nothing. Tell the Lord thank you. And so he told him, said, now the girl told him, said, Master, if he had told you to do some great thing, you would have done it.
Amen.
But he told you to do something that you don't understand. Why? Because you think you're so important. You got some people think they're so important, they feel like they can't sweep floors. They can't pick up no paper. I can't do that. That's not my job. Hello. But if you see some paper and you see it, you walking or keep walking on it, it says something about your character and about the way you keep your house. Oh, y'all ain't saying that. Amen. So Naaman, he said to Naaman, if you had told him to do, they had told you to do some great things like fight or defeat, you would have done that. But he just told you to go down and dip in the water, the Jordan River, which was the dirty river.
Yeah.
It wasn't clean.
No.
Y'all ain't said nothing. Yeah. But it wasn't the river that God was thinking about. God was looking at his obedience. If you want to be blessed of the Lord, you got to obey and do God exactly what he says.
All right.
God is an exact God. Look at your neighbor and say he's an exact God. That means he means exactly what he said. So he told him, said the wall is going to fall. And there may have been some critics. You know, you always have some critics. And criticizers. And fault finders. The Bible talks about them. You know, folk don't believe nothing. Hello. I got my own way. I want to do it.
Yeah.
You know, you got to follow God's instructions if you want a blessing.
Amen.
Look at your neighbor and say, I know this. How many want a blessing?
Amen.
They wanted the walls to fall. So I don't care. Joshua, you crazy. How in the world are these walls going to come down by us doing walk? Well, if you just obey God, you may not see it. But faith is the substance of things that are hoped for, and is the evidence of things. If God did it before, he can do it again. Hello? There is nothing that is impossible for God. There is nothing in your life that God cannot turn around if you just believe and trust in him. Our problem is we want God to fix it. We want God to do things for us, but we want him to do it at our convenience.
Yes, yes.
We want him to customize our stuff. We don't want to go through nothing, but you're going to have to go through something to get a blessing from God.
Yes.
Are you hearing me with me?
Yes.
Yeah, if you want a blessing, you gotta go through something. You gotta go through some trials and some tribulations. And the Bible said, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord will deliver them out of them all. Now, I don't care how many afflictions you come upon. Afflictions are not just body problems. Afflictions is fear and anything that's hindering or stopping you from enjoying the presence of God. Those critics probably said to Joshua, this is not going to happen. But if God said it's going to happen, it's going to happen. You got some people don't believe in what you do. But it's not whether they believe or not. It's what God have instructed you to do. I can't hear nobody. Tell your neighbor, you got to follow God's instruction. Even if you don't get cheers, even if you don't get people to pat you on the back, if people don't see what you see, tell the Lord thank you. You've got to do what God tell you to do, even if you don't have anybody encouraging you. You got to do it. Because God says, do it. And the Bible says, he told him, said, now, don't talk.
Don't say nothing.
Don't say nothing.
That's right.
Just walk.
My God.
Hello. You know what? I'm going to tell you something.
Just walk.
I'm going to tell you something. If people could learn how to be quiet, your greatest weapon is being quiet. Sometimes people are too loose-mouthed. It really bothers me, Brother Holiday, when Sister Glenn ain't talking. I'm trying to figure out, what did I do? Did I leave the... top off the toothpaste. You know, she gets, that's a thing with her. You know, all y'all got clinkers. Y'all got clinkers, you know you do. You know, pecan hugs on the floor. Something is wrong. This woman ain't talked for 3 days. When people are not talking, you don't know what's going on. And that's how the devil gets some of y'all. You go to running your mouth. And you go to running your mouth and you tell everything that you thought you wasn't going to tell. It's not what you said, it's what you didn't say you said. See, you sometimes you got to learn when you in a battle, sometimes you got to learn to be quiet. Be still and know that I'm God. Tell the Lord thank you. Some people, that's all they do. They don't talk. They just run their mouth. They don't listen. And, you know, see, keep getting into the situation, because sometimes you have to be quiet. You don't have to get the last word in everything.
Amen.
It's better to say there he go than there he lay. That last word might get you in a situation I can't hear nobody. And I know women like, I know women, sometimes it's just, Brother Lawton, it's just hard to, they just got to get the last word. Y'all just got to get the last word. Whether it's right or wrong, you got to get the, they go another club. They may not even say it in your presence. They may go in their room holiday and say, I'll tell them. They just got to get the last word, you know. But sometimes you have to learn to be quiet.
That's right.
Somebody might be helping you, and a situation, they might be giving you some helpful information, but you can't hear because you're talking too much. I can't hear nobody. So he told them, said, be quiet. They did what he said. And the Bible said that those walls came down. He told them to blow the trumpets and blow the sound of the music, and the walls came down. It's something about praising God and music that does something to the Spirit of God. Simply because Satan, Lucifer, if you read the history of Lucifer, Lucifer was an angel that was draped down in all kinds of musical instruments. And I can't hear nobody. And when God needed praise, he would call Lucifer. And Lucifer would make music. I can't hear nobody. And God loves it when we praise him. And that's why I tell you on Sunday morning, don't let nobody and nothing stop you from giving God praise. Because it is your praise. It is your praise. That's why I tell you, don't hold your hands. But the Bible said, clap your hands, all ye people. It means something to give God praise. Now, why don't you clap your hands and give him praise? The Bible said, they left Jericho and went down to Ai and lost at Ai. Because God gave them some instructions. Do not take out the accursed thing. I can't hear nobody. And Achan took out the accursed thing and then he tried to hide it. You cannot hide anything from God. And the Bible said, because he did, and it don't take but one person in the camp. I can't hear nobody. It don't take but one hard head, stiff neck member. I can't hear nobody. To cause problems for all the members. I can't hear nobody. And so Achan was hard-headed, and he saw all these, you know, all this stuff, and he just took it and tried to hide. And all of a sudden, the men start dropping dead.
Oh yeah.
And Joshua said, "We need to back up. There's something wrong here."
That's what he said.
they were losing, and they had never lost before. See, sometimes you have to back up, and when things start happening, not everything that happens is because you've done wrong, but you ought to examine and check out yourself and make sure that you are on the right path. And that you haven't done anything to cause the blessings of God not to be upon you. They start dropping dead. He said, well, wait a minute, this is not the way it's supposed to be. God told us we're going to win. And God had to show him, you got somebody in the camp, that's been disobedient. Hello. I may not see you. Mother Cobb may not see you, but God sees you.
All right.
The Bible said the eyes of the Lord are in every place. Hello? I told a preacher I was doing revival for him in South Texas. I said he had some members, he said, was bringing some moonshine over. Is that what it called? Moon?
Yeah, that's moonshine.
Y'all know what it is. Y'all used to do it. Y'all, you know, that's that liquor that they make. Homemade. See, y'all, did they know? Brother Holiday know. He grieving over here. And so he told me, he said, after I got through preaching that night, he said, I done lost some weight, y'all. He said, I want you to go with me. I got these members that's bringing that stuff over. And I want to go watch them. I said, no, you take me home. I'm not watching your members. Hello, I ain't got time to be seeing them smuggling this. Hello. I don't have time to go home with y'all. I'm not going to do that. Hello, I can only give you instructions from God, and if you don't follow them, then that's between you and God. And you don't. I don't have time to be sitting off in some field in the dark. Black folk in the dark in the woods down south. You know. No. You take me to my room, and you can go down there and sit all down there you want to, and you still can't stop. What can you do? You got to obey God. They start dropping dead. And the Bible says that when they got the Achan out of the camp, God sent them back to Ai, and God caused them to be victorious at Ai. I can't hear nobody. And the Bible said, the Gilonites heard about what had happened at Ai and Jericho, and the Bible said that they gave up without a fight. We don't want to fight these folks. You always said nothing. And these company of people on the other side of the Jordan, they got themselves together to go against the Gilonites because they had given up without a fight. I can't hear nobody. And they felt like that they should have fought. But you got to understand, when you see God, you don't fight success. Look at your neighbor and say, don't fight success. Come on, say, don't fight success. When you see somebody being successful, you got to learn, you might well join them. Because it's something that they are doing that's causing them to be successful. So they gathered themselves together to fight against Joshua and Israel. And they gathered together with one accord. Let me tell you, the devil, when the devil's folk get together, they get on one accord.
Yeah.
They may not even like each other.
That's right.
But they're coming together against you.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen people like
Amen.
They all year long, they they don't like each other, but when it comes, they want to do something to you, they come together. I can't hear nobody. So Joshua consulted God and told God about what was going on, although God already saw it. And the Lord told Joshua in the 10th verse, and the 10th chapter and the 8th verse, the Lord said unto Joshua, fear them not.
All right. Fear them not.
For I have already, I have already delivered them into thine hand. Before you ever get down there, Joshua, you've already won.
All right. All
right. Amen.
Tell your neighbor, you don't have to wait till the battle is over. You can shout now. Because you already know God is going to win. Because you are his child. And God will not allow the devil to no weapon that forms against you, it's not going to prosper. Tell the Lord thank you. He's not going to let the devil get victory over your life. Tell the Lord thank you. And there is no situation that a saint get in that God cannot get us out of. Tell the Lord thank you. And you got to understand, if you're there, it's because God brought you there. And God allowed it to happen. Tell the Lord thank you. God will not allow anything to happen to a believer that he's not involved. Tell the Lord thank you. Clap your hands and say, it's over. Tell your neighbor, it's over. God have already delivered. He have already made a way. He is the way. Brother Kenny, give me a seat. I'm going to get out of here. Tell your neighbor, your way is already made. You've already got the victory. Tell your neighbor, it's over. You didn't look at your, y'all didn't look at your neighbor. Look at your neighbor and say, it's over now. Speak into their life and tell them, say, you, what are you sitting around being sad for? Why do you think that the Lord is going to bring you this far and then let the devil destroy you? He's not going to bring you this far and then let the devil take over your life. Tell the Lord thank you. But you don't have to wait till the battle is over. You can shout now. Tell the Lord thank you. And there may be somebody asking you, say, why are you shouting? I'm shouting you now because I've got the victory. I don't see it. I'm shouting now because I'm already healed. Tell the Lord thank you. I'm shouting now because he's getting ready to lift me higher. Tell the Lord thank you. Open your mouth and say, I'm getting ready to go higher. And I know the devil, I know he bring the forces against but the Bible said the kingdom suffered in violence. But we gotta take it by force. I need to tell you this morning, you got to snatch your victory out of the claws of Satan. Say yeah. You can't let him cause you to fear. Say yeah. Oh, I wish I could preach in here this morning. Because God has not given us the spirit of fear, but power. Open your mouth and say power. Open your mouth and say, power, I don't fear because God has given me power to tread on serpents. Say it. He gave me power. And he said that anything that you tread on, it belongs to you. And I just wish in this building
into simple things and cause victories for your life. Nobody would think that treading would cause victory. But if God said tread it, tell the Lord thank you. You got to tread on that situation. Shout glory. Shout glory. The Bible says that Joshua and the children of Israel fought against. They came together to fight against their enemies. And Joshua, the Bible says, they fought all day. And all of a sudden, the sun tried to go down. Say yes. And the moon tried to come up. But I need to tell you, you got to learn to speak things, because God has given us the authority to speak. Tell your neighbors and speak a blessing. Speak a blessing on your life. Stop cursing yourself, but speak a blessing. I'm healed. I'm delivered. I will come out of this. Say it. Say it. And I heard.
The Bible said Joshua told the son,
my Lord,
stand still. And told the moon, don't come up. Tell the Lord thank you. Until we win this fight, I want to let you know, you don't have to wait until the battle is over. God has already given you the victory. High five your neighbor and say, neighbor, you don't have to fear. You got the victory. Now I want you to open your mouth. Shout with a voice of triumph and say, I've got the victory. It's mine. It's mine. Go to three people. Go to three people and tell them you got the victory. Get up. Get up. Fear. I said you don't have to fear. God has given us a victory. Yeah. Lay your hands on yourself. Lay your hands on yourself. And said, I'm healed by the womb inside. I'm delivered. Say, the Bible said these signs shall follow them. How many believers in here? The Bible said these signs shall follow them that believe. They shall lay hands on the sick. I need you to put your hand up against your neighbor and say, neighbor, you better watch it. I got power in hell. Be healed. Lay your hands on your neighbor and tell them, be healed. glory. I'm not afraid.
The devil wants you to be afraid. He wants you to fear. But I need to tell you, God has not given that spirit. The spirit of fear is of the devil. And then he'll come to you. He'll bring folk to you to try to make you doubt the promises of God. And some of those folk are right in your house. They try to make you doubt the promise of God. But I'm holding on to the Lord's word. Lift those hands and say, hold on to his word. Hold on to the word of God. God said it. I believe it. And that settles it. Say it. Tell your neighbor, say, you got to believe. You got to trust God. And I need to tell you, you may go through the storm. You may go through rain. Hellhound may bark. But if God said he's going to do it, you can shout now. I said, you can shout now. Nah. I'm going to tell you what I want you to do, shouting. When we do this stuff, that's dancing. But shouting is opening your mouth and releasing. Hallelujah. And I want you to open your mouth, go down in your belly, and holler as loud as it can. I got the victory. Say it now. Say it again. I got it. The victory! Yeah! Now give God a dance. Give it. Come on, put them hands together and give him a dance. Come on. To learn to claim what's yours. Caleb told him, he said, now give me my mountain. I know some giants are there. I know some problems are there. But give me my mountain. How about your neighbors and neighbor? Claim the victory. Quit doubting God. Quit claiming them. Don't live a defeated life. But I live a victorious life. I know God's gonna make a way. I know God's gonna bring me out. Close your eyes and begin to praise God.
Hey.
Oh, it's all right. Oh, it's all right.
Ah! Hallelujah. We sit there and the devil tells us, say, you might well forget about it. You done lost. But let me tell you something. If God said he's going to turn that situation around, why don't you lift those hands and say, Lord, Lift those hands and say, Lord, I need a turnaround. Bow your head. The Bible says that God gave them victory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. God is going to give you victory when you get out of that fearing mode and get in that mode of joy. Thank you. Come on, say, wait on the Lord. Lift those hands. Lift those hands.